This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, conversing with Wendy Brooks, founder of the Telluride Academy. The subject is Global Mountain Theater, a group of kids coming to town for 3 weeks from all over the world. It's part of Mudbutts International. Wendy, thanks for joining me and explaining the program.
Thank you, Susan. It's a pleasure.
Well, you're welcome. So talk about the many ways that little backyard camp of yours, I think which you opened in 1981, has shaped the Telluride region.
Wow. Yes, I'm pleased and delighted to say that I really think it has helped to shape the Telluride region. The most visible product that we see now are the connections between the local families and the second homeowners, and among the second homeowners who constantly say, I would never have met so-and-so. They're one of my best friends now. We met at Mudbutts.
Okay.
And I think that's huge.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that, yes, the second homeowner population largely rode on the back of the evolving Telluride Academy, which did begin in your backyard. So then how
it's
do
like
you...
going to a Little League game, you know, and you end up with a whole new set of best friends because they're your kids' best friends, and you stay friends forever.
Okay.
As if you didn't mean to.
It's exactly like that. All right, then a subset of the Telluride Academy and one of its most successful programs is the Mudbutts. Why do you think this program has been such a huge success among parents and kids?
It started in 1987 because the local school had no theater program, and they asked me to start one because they felt like kids need that expression. The welfare department used to subsidize kids, low-income kids, to go because they said these kids need an outlet. Mudbutts has provided, because it's improv theater, for kids going through puberty, which is a hard time for anyone, mm-hmm. It's given them a way of expressing themselves, and that need never goes away. We all go through that awkward time of life, and we need a chance to just process.
Yes. Perfect. Why did you and Sally, you know, given the success of Mudbutts domestic, why did you and Sally and Kim think it was necessary and important to take Mudbutts international? You could have easily rested on your laurels.
Two reasons. First of all, when the Mudbutt kids turned 13, they would cry because it was the end of life, as Sarah Gluckstern once said. There was nothing more to look forward to. And so we created an international component for the graduates of Mudbutts, so there would be something to look forward to. But on a much more selfish note, Kim and Sally and Mike and I have gotten to go around the world as faculty and do things that most people only dream of being able to afford to do. And we have taken kids with us, but guess what? It's been a great ride for all concerned.
Perfect. Why was Czechoslovakia your first pick for Mudbutts International?
Well, when we started MBI, or Mudbutts International, the idea was to take kids places that their parents would never take them, quote, unquote. And I picked Czechoslovakia because it was the year of freedom. Václav Havel was on in Wenceslas Square with George Bush, and they proclaimed Czechoslovakia as a free country, if you remember 1991 and that amazing, amazing time. I wanted the kids to be part of that heady freedom that the Czech people were experiencing at that point in time, and it was magic. And when we arrived, they played a World War II song. They played When Johnny Comes Marching Home, saying, we know this is the Americans' favorite song. Because that was the last time they had seen us. And the kids are kind of like, Wendy, do you know this song? I'm like, yeah, actually I do.
Wow.
Since then, we've gone to other edgy countries. Like, we went to Vietnam on the 40th anniversary of the American incursion. We've gone to the Tibetan Children's Village, you know, right on the edge of the uprising of the Tibetan people. Our kids have seen things that very few kids their age see and do. and they know it.
So you're sort of circling this question. You've been circling the answer to this question. How in general do you pick your partner countries? Is it a kind of darts on the map thing or something more strategic?
Well, if I know I'm going to have a kid in MBI for 3 years, I want him to go to three different continents, experience three different religious heritages. And so I have kind of a framework, an overall framework of where I'm looking for. You know, am I looking for Europe, Middle East, or Africa, or Asia, or Central South America? Within that parameters, it's absolutely potluck, and the most amazing things happen, and people pop out of the woodwork. And like Ned and Leslie Mulford, it's like, oh, you know, we can do this for you. Or Amy Cannon's Bridesmaids in Turkey saying, oh, I know just the place to go. Or Marla Hode's brother-in-law saying, oh, yes, you know, I know the Ethiopian village that is safe and ready for you to come. We just kind of let it happen.
Okay.
And it does.
And it does, but many of these countries, and you're going into rural communities where there is no English spoken. How do you deal with that?
It's not true that there's no English. Unfortunately, English is everywhere in the world. But not a lot of it. But depending on the country, we have more or fewer translators. We do our plays bilingually in all countries where English is not the first language. So we double cast all of our kids, and we do the show with two people playing one part, and so everybody understands the play. And we use a lot of sign language and mime. I mean, after all, we're thespians.
Okay, perfect. And what about the housing conditions? Most of the kids who attend, or I'm making this assumption anyway, who attend are used to the finer things in life.
Oh, yes, that's always a big issue. First of all, they revel in the fact that they can live a more primitive life. In fact, some kids talk about going home to the excesses of their upbringing. And one girl said, you know, my bathroom is bigger than my family's bedroom. They get it. It doesn't matter. They can do anything at that age. And they're primed to do anything at that age. And they take great strides forward, and they fit in, and nobody has ever complained. That's not part of being a mudbutt.
Okay, perfect. So for this event, this installment of Mudbutts International, or Global Mountain Theater coming here, how many Mudbutt families will open their homes for the event?
We've got 15 families from Town Park down to Hillside. And they're scattered all through the town, and they're all taking one, two, three, or four kids. And it's quite an amazing and diverse group of families that are participating. A lot of second homeowners, a lot of big houses, of course, because that's what we need.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to have six kids. Okay, good.
So
all the families are very excited. In fact, most of them have come to Telluride a week early. Listen to me, tourist board. We're creating even more volume than you usually have from this group because they're all here getting ready to receive their kids this Friday.
Wonderful. And where are these kids coming from?
There's 11 coming from Vietnam and 10 coming from Chile and 8 coming from Jordan and 3 coming from Turkey and 1 coming from Ireland. And the Irish girl is actually a delegate from 2005 Global Mountain Theater who is now a theater major in Dublin and is coming as an intern to Kim and Sally, fulfilling credits for her theater major in Dublin. And we're really excited to welcome her back.
And when these kids come, could you describe what they'll be doing?
They'll spend the first 24 hours getting used to the altitude and the 12-hour time change that most of them are experiencing. And then they'll hit the ground running. We have 5 parties scheduled. were going to the Ziggy Marley concert, courtesy of Kodo. The kids will have classes in the morning and the afternoon on a variety of different subjects. They choose which of five classes they go to in each time slot, morning and afternoon for 2 weeks. They're going to the Sunset Concert Series. They're marching in the 4th of July Parade. They're going camping at Woods Lake with Luke Brown and some of his more famous counselors in a special overnight. And then on Friday the 13th at the Palm, they're presenting an extravaganza of teen global theater. And each country has prepared an act with costumes and scripts and sets that they are bringing with them. And they will be performing. This is a unique chance for people who have younger children to bring them to the Palm to see stuff they'd never see from kids almost the age of their own. And then all 50 kids are going to get on stage at once and do a Kim and Sally extravaganza to be announced.
Okay.
Who knows what that will be like?
Yes. And I want to remind you that we certainly at Telluride Inside Now want these kids to report their experiences on our website. And I hope that there will be a scribe and a photographer or more than one to do that.
Clay and John Froman are coming in from L.A. at their own expense to do music and photography. They're incredibly talented humans, and we are honored to have them. And they will do your bidding, Susan.
Okay.
You
thank you. I like it when that happens. All right. This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside Now, speaking with Wendy Brooks about the upcoming Global Mountain Theater, a program of the Telluride Academy, and you will hear more about that. So stay tuned to TellurideInsideNow.com. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.